السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده. لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا محمد وعلى أنصار سيدنا محمد وعلى ذرية سيدنا محمد وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صل عليه في الأولين وصل عليه في الآخرين وصل عليه في كل ملأ محين. اللهم صل عليه في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. اللهم صل عليه عدد ما عرض بين السماوات والأرض. اللهم صل عليه من ما يرضيك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل عليه من ما يرضيك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل عليه من ما يرضيك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعلنا من شفعائه يوم لا ظل إلا ذلك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اجعلنا من شفعائه يوم لا ظل إلا ذلك يا أكرم الأكرمين. أما بعد, brothers and sisters, congratulations. We are in the best days of the whole year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned والفجر وليال عشر. الليالي العشر, this is from the start of the beginning of Dhul Hijjah. These are the blessed days. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it blessed days for us to know that there are certain days in the year that those ones that you practice and you do your best in terms of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are the days for Hajj inshaAllah. That means this is the days where our brothers and sisters now are practicing Hajj in Mecca inshaAllah. And practicing this reminds us with many, many values in Islam. Reminds us with the history in terms of how it started Hajj. Hajj is not a worship that's only for Muslims. Hajj has been started before Islam. Hajj started before Islam because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the Prophet Ibrahim wa adhim fi nasi bil hajj ya'tuka rijalan wa ala kulli dhabrin ya'tina min kulli fajjin amiq yashhadu manafi'a lahum. Hajj has been ordered from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam, before him, years and years, thousands of years before him, subhanallah. So that means we are not the first people to practice this ibadah. We are not. It's just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has articulated our deen. It's very, very structured. So Hajj is one of the five pillars in Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it mandatory as and when you can. You can, health-wise, you can financially, as and when you practice this once in your life, you need to practice it, because it is an opportunity for you to live certain days in Mecca, totally sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Totally sincere. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Quran, during these ones, you are not allowed to do anything apart from Hajj. فَلَا رَفَثْ وَلَا فُسُوقْ وَلَا جِدَالَ بِالْحَجْ. Even argument in Hajj is not allowed. Argument, not allowed. Because you are in this location, in this part of the world, in Mecca, just sincere to Allah, faithful to Allah, asking Allah for forgiveness. The objective that you are trying to achieve, the purpose that you're going there is to do ibadah. What you're trying to achieve is to make your Hajj sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make it acceptable, which is really challenging. To make your Hajj acceptable in Allah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the best, that's what you're trying to do. The main purpose is al-hajj al-mabrur, wa-sa'i al-mashkur, wa-dhanb al-maghfur. That means all of this al-hajj that has been already acceptable. All your efforts have been acceptable. You have been rewarded with all of your efforts. That's the main purpose of hajj. It's not about traveling. It's not about going there and having doing business. It's not about going there and argue politics, whatever it is. That's not hajj. That's not hajj. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make these days sincerely for us to live with Allah. To live with Allah. If you cannot make it, then you have the 10 days where, wherever you are, still you can do worship. And that's why it's to have in these days to do siyam, to do zakah, whatever you can to do, whatever good things that you can do, just do it. So it raises all of these values that the prophets before Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, in terms of Prophet Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to raise the Kaaba. وَيَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ. While he was doing this raf'ah, that is, while he was raising the fences and the walls around, وَيَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. That means while he was raising, he was doing dua, he was asking Allah,
Asking Allah for forgiveness. And that's why it's a la, it's a question for us. When you do a good thing, when you issue zakah, when you do siyam, do dua during that time. That's the lesson behind it. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلُ رَبَّنَا. That's the dua. Then that means whatever you are doing, good thing, do dua, ask Allah for forgiveness. That's what you have to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it these days always sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remind us what are the prophets before Prophet Muhammad has done and how Hajj came to us. It came to us because of the practice that has been before. Even those people who are numb, they have not been believing in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. They have been actually believing in Hajj and they're practicing Hajj in a different way. Because when it has been older, people with the years and years and years started to change the rules. Because for example, before Hajj, people when they want to do Hajj in terms of taking go around Kaaba, subhanAllah, they actually take off their cloth totally. Their mind is that I have done sins without my this cloth. And that means I have to be naked in terms of Allah to get rid of that's what they want to do. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid this action. And what we need to do in Hajj is just to be in one uniform, one custom. Everybody. What is the message here? All of you, all of us are the same. It doesn't matter who are you. It doesn't matter what color of face you are. It doesn't matter if it's black or white, whatever it is. You are a creature of Allah. You are a slave to Allah, so we are equal. It doesn't matter. That's the main message, that we are equal. It's just about piety. It's just about faith. It's just about sincerity, what you're doing. It's just about where is your heart at the time when you're doing what you're doing. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam told us, it's not how you look. It's not what you do. It's what, where is your heart? إن الله لا ينظر إلى قلوبكم ولا ينظر إلى أشكالكم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم. Allah is looking at your heart. Where is your intention when you have done whatever you have done? Because you might intend to do something good and something wrong happens. Totally. And you can't do it. Does that mean it's lost? No, because your heart was sincere. Your heart was meant to do what you do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the main thing behind it. And when you go all the way to Mecca and you travel and you cross all of that, you have to live the moment. Live the moment in sincerity to Allah. Live the moment of faith to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the main purpose. It's not about how much money. Not only this, your money has to be extremely pure. Cleanse your money. Yani, subhanallah, when you read how Kaaba was actually built, even before Islam, far before Islam, subhanallah, the people know that the money that they have to use in building Kaaba has to be very cleansed. And that's why you probably see Kaaba. Kaaba is a box, the black box that you see, and then there is something around, which is like a half a circle, what we call it Hijr Ismail. Why it is not part of the box, the black box, but even we go around this one. When you read the history, subhanAllah, that's the money that they have during that time is enough just to build this part and then build half a fence, which is this one that we go around. Because that's the pure money that they have. They have been practicing, they know, subhanAllah, yeah, they have been practicing in terms of interest. They give loans and take interest. And that happens before us. Even prostitution, they have been practicing this, but subhanAllah, they know that this is not clean money. And that's why when they come to build the Kaaba, they get all of that money out. Out. And the only money that was cleansed, enough only to build this. Subhanallah, Kaaba continued to be with that shape. Continued to be with that shape up till now. To indicate it's only a pure money is acceptable. Yeah, and when you start to do Hajj, it starts from here. Your intention. Where is money coming from? No interest in your money. Your money has to be from a halal source, allowed source. Be careful of what you have. Be careful of what يعني Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam will be asking from Abdullah ibn Abbas. اجعلني مستجاب الدعوة. Make me someone who would ask Allah to be accepted. Whatever I ask Allah, Allah will accept. He told him, أطب مطعمك تكون مستجاب الدعوة. أطب مطعمك تكون مستجاب الدعوة. That means make your soul, money source halal. Be careful of this. يعني subhanAllah, الدعاء. It's not acceptable when your money is not halal. But the dua has a mechanism. And mechanism that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists because Allah told us, "Ud'uni astajib lakum." So Allah exists. Your dua is going to be raised. What will raise it? العمل الصالح والعمل الصالح يرفعه. Your good actions. Your good actions, that will raise your dua. If your good actions is your money is not halal, your dua is just coming at your mouth. That's all. It doesn't go up. And that's why be careful of what where your money is. And that's why Hajj from the beginning has to be check your money, where is it? That's the main thing. That's the main purpose of dua. purity, sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever Allah ordered you to do, has to be with sincerity, has to be with faithful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على نبي المصطفى اليمين والشمال وضربة الطريق الوسطى هي الجادة عليها ذات الكتاب ومنبر السنة. هلك من ادعى وخاب من افترى وهلك أعداؤنا وأعداء الله. Brothers and sisters, these days, the best what you can do, the best in the sense of sincerity, as much as you can, ask Allah for forgiveness. It's an opportunity to ask Allah for forgiveness. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your children. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help our children to stand for religion, to stand for it. It's days that is blessed days. Hajj is a time of the year that is given to us as a gift. As a gift to ask Allah for forgiveness. The practice wherever you are in Mecca, or the practice if you are here, you still have an opportunity. Even the word Hajj itself, because Hajj in the Arabic language, in terms of just linguistically, it's just like transferring or to transfer from one place to the other. And that's what's called Hajj. But actually, as our scholar said, you can't do Hajj while you are at home. What does that mean? Because you can transfer yourself where you are to a new person. Subhanallah, a lot of people ask, how would I know that if my Hajj has been acceptable? I've done whatever I've done. I've done the best I can. How can I do this? Are there any indications? There is no hadith, there is no Quran exactly, but subhanAllah, what scholars said, if you have done to Hajj and you are in status A, and you came back with a status B, and subhanAllah, you continue on that status B, that means it's a better status, now you are better. Because subhanAllah, tawfiq min Allah. Tawfiq min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, you can do a good thing. But how that one will excel? How that one will stay as is? Unless you really highlight the values of your actions, that means it has to be sincere for Allah, then it will not continue. It will stop somehow. And that's back again to the sincerity. Sincerity is something cannot be spoiled, cannot be disrupted by shaitan. Sincerity is something cannot be disturbed by shaitan, subhanAllah, because he doesn't know about it. Subhanallah. Sincerity, shaitan doesn't know about it. Sincerity, angels doesn't know about it. Subhanallah. Yeah, and you do the actions, the action itself is recorded as an action. But in the day of judgment, as the hadith of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam, yu'ta birajul, he did what he did. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered that he's going to go to hellfire. Wal malaika said, Allah, ya Allah, and his record was masha'Allah with a good deed. Fa'alaha lid-dunya. Yeah, his intention wasn't in today from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why sincerity, they play a huge role here. You have to get sincere in what you're doing. It's a time of the year that you practice this. You practice it. Try to make it as much as you can. Hajj is about transferring yourself from the inside to a better person. Try to do this one. You will not be able to do it unless you have to raise the values in your heart. And subhanAllah, when Allah ordered us in anything that we do, He always put values behind it. Always. Unless you do it, you will not be able to do it. Meaning, for example, وَجَعَلْ بَيْنَكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلْ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. يعني الأزواج as house, husband and wife. But what are the values? المَوَدَّة وَالرَّحْمَةً. Unless you raise this in your heart, in your head, that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I have to raise this مَوَدَّة, that means passion and love, وَرَحْمَةً, mercy. Unless this happens, you will not be able to continue this relationship. And so on. Everything has its values. And the main values in this Hajj is sincerity. And ikhlas lillah. Wala rafa, wala fusuq, wala jidala fil hajj. Because you are living in the days of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the main message that I want to say here. It reminds us of the history in actions. That's one. It reminds us to raise the faith into our heart. It reminds us to be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah help all of us to raise to these values, inshaAllah. It is challenging. It is challenging. And to get you in the same course all the time, you will always be disturbed. And that's the test, how to get back on track. Because it's a challenging, and that's the main message behind it. Hajj is a period that you can get back to the right track. Even if you deviate a little bit, come back again on the course, and so on, and continue. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ابدا ما احييتنا. اللهم تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم. اللهم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ابدا ما احييتنا. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم. اللهم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا تفرقا معصوما. اللهم ولا تجعل فينا ضالا ولا محروما. اللهم شفع المحسنين منا في المسيئين اكرم الاكرمين. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ابدا ما احييتنا يا رب العالمين. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم. اللهم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اللهم وانك اعلم بضعفنا وحالنا يا اكرم الاكرمين. اللهم انا عبيدك الضعفاء الفقراء اليك فلا تحرمنا رحمتك يا اكرم الاكرمين. اللهم انا عبيدك الضعفاء الفقراء اليك فلا تحرمنا رحمتك يا اكرم الاكرمين. اللهم انا عبيدك الضعفاء الفقراء اليك فلا تحرمنا رحمتك يا اكرم الاكرمين. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا يليق بجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا يليق بجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. سبحانك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. 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 اللهم لا تحرمنا حجة مقبولة. اللهم لا تحرمنا حجة مقبولة. اللهم لا تحرمنا حجة مقبولة. اللهم لا تحرمنا ذنبا مغفورا يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم وإن كان دعائنا ضعيف إليك يا رب العالمين فارحمنا بوسع ما رحمت يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم يا أدخلت كلا في رحمتك، يا من وسعت كل شيء رحمة أدخلنا في زمرة رحمتك. اللهم يا من وسعت كل شيء رحمة أدخلنا في زمرة رحمتك. اللهم يا من وسعت كل شيء رحمة أدخلنا في زمرة رحمتك. اللهم اجعلنا من الصالحين يا رب العالمين. اهدي أولادنا لما ترضاه يا رب العالمين. اللهم أصلح قلوبهم يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أصلح نفوسهم يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أصلحهم وأنت أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم إن قصرنا في عبادتك وطاعتك فأنت أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعل القرآن لنا في الدنيا رفيقة وفي القبر مؤنسة وعلى الصراط نورا ويوم القيامة شفيعة. اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن يا رب العالمين، واجعلنا من أهل القرآن وخصته يا رب العالمين. اللهم يسره على ألسنتنا وعلى ألسنة أولادنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم يسره على ألسنتنا ولا ألسنة أولادنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم يسره على ألسنتنا وعلى ألسنة أولادنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر الوالدين وارحمهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر الوالدين وارحمهم يا رب العالمين. اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. ربنا تقبل منا وأنت أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم تقبل منا وأنت أرحم الراحمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة. اللهم وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة، إنك لا تخلف الميعاد يا رب العالمين. اللهم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم آخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. حمدا يليق بجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك يا أكرم الأكرمين. وصلي وسلم على حبيبك ومصطفاك وسيد خلقك صلاة وسلاما على القدر الذي يرضيك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم صل عليه قدر ما يرضيك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل عليه قدر ما يرضيك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل عليه قدر ما يرضيك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل عليه قدر ما يرضيك وأنت أكرم الأكرمين يا رب العالمين.